We start the recording, I guess. Welcome to the Configuration Persistency Service team call on May 22nd. And just getting started here. All right, let me see who's on. So I think some things we want to discuss are we're trying to get on the TST agenda. Maybe we get a quick update on the POC, level-driven POC. Joanne and I were on the 5G call yesterday, so we also want to talk about the Linux Foundation. These are probably some of the bigger topics, and also M0.4.7 is coming up rapidly, so. Any other major topics people can think of that we might want to hit? We'll go through the agenda, of course, too, but kind of big rocks. All right. So the TSC stuff. So I think we're ready now. I've uploaded the presentations. The team did a great job pulling together to go through all the questions. I think those are pretty good. If you do have any other further questions about that, you can download the slides. This is our TSC Answers discussion updates made last week. And you can go through those if you have any more comments. I did attend tried to attend the TSC call. Let's see, we're here, okay. So, right. Actually, we do have some action items here. I did get a email answer about incubation, so I think we're good there. I think the next step is to represent at the TSC. And this yesterday on May 21st, apparently the TSC was canceled. And we were on the call, but nobody, and so I stayed on for about 20 minutes, but nobody started the call. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there.
There was a vote on that ban about a week ago, I think, because it's a public holiday in a lot of places. I think there was general consensus that it wouldn't be effective. So there are two TSC calls next week. There's one on Tuesday and one on Thursday. The one on Tuesday is focused on the F release milestones, and possibly the one on Thursday then might be the one that you'd want to target this towards.
Okay, great. Thank you. I didn't know that. All right. Okay, great. That's good to know. Thank you.
That's not to say that there will be room for it on the Thursday. I don't know specifically, but I think just generally it looks like Tuesday is 100% dedicated to planning and release stuff. So you have more chance of getting it on Thursday.
Right. Okay. So there was a question kind of about what's our deadline. I think we definitely want to try to get M0.1, the project proposal, approved. That's our objective. SC is always so full. I don't know why they don't kind of have more meetings, actually. But they should probably always do that. Just Tuesday, talk about the release, because that's half their meeting. And then they have leave very little room for other things to happen. All right. So this peer-reviewed process, I never got a response back on this. Tony, if you remember, we found on that one page about the ONAP projects thing about peer review. I don't know that that's, I mean, I get the feeling that if we just present at the TSC and they approve, we're approved to move forward, I think. So
I think it's got something to do with the architecture review. I think that is the peer review that's being referred to.
Okay. And we did present at the architecture subcommittee. So I think maybe we're good there. I also told them we would re-present at the architecture after we presented at the TSC. So, and then, I think that's fine. We don't have a problem with that. So let's.
Yeah, I mean, Shacker also was saying that he didn't want to look at when you began to show some of the stuff, two weeks ago, he said he didn't want to preempt anything that was going to happen at the TSC. So I guess he feels the same way that, the TSC is responsible for making the decision, and only after that will we have to go through an architecture review for whatever it is that we make changes of. And in a way, that kind of makes sense, because he's very much in program mode. He's attempting to get the use cases reviewed and the components reviewed for the Guilin release.
Sure.
That's quite a body of work.
Okay, so this other point here about our contributors, that is probably the one weakest spot of our whole thing, is they may say, you really have very few people working on this. We may need to just beef this up with people we think could be contributors. Is there any people
we don't want to make it too speculative, though?
I agree, but we also don't want to make it too sparse either. I mean, I think point raised, and one of our answers is, well, we're just starting and we can find more people later on and blah, blah, blah. But I think it is, I feel among all of our answers, it's probably one of the weakest responses that we have.
Ben?
Yeah.
The our AT&T, you put my name and you can put the tag name on there too, right?
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. So I'll put Ted maybe as a major head honcho person and this, me as one of the minor.
The email is johnsont@research.att.com.
Is it research chat today? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, great, thanks. And are you in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm in New York City.
And Joanne, you're JL something something at AT&T.com, right?
Yeah.
Four numbers. I don't know what.
1325.
1325. Thank you. Okay, great. All right. Any other people we can list? And again, you can also.
Ben, this is Shankar.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be a committer. I'm quite interested in this project and will be
a contributor.
Join as much as I can. Yeah.
We'll put you as a contributor then. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Thanks. I still don't know why, but I can't. The ONAP doesn't seem to recognize
you can't
your
find me.
ID. It's very strange.
It should be.
You have when you log on, what's your, maybe it's what you type in.
It's just NK. it should be just in case info.
Oh, you know what? Wait. I have another way to find this. It's a really weird trick, but I think I have another way to find this. Let me see. I think if I go back to previous, ones where it did recognize you, I think maybe I can find your ID here. You just have to find a meaning that you're at. Let me see.
It's just NK Shankar, all one word without any dots. And that's how I log in. Actually, I'm logged in now.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't find you. Let me try this. I have been able to successfully do this in other ways here. Here we go. I can just cut and paste this, I think. Maybe. What's your email again?
Shankar@research.atd.com.
And you're in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, right?
Yeah. In New Jersey.
Let's see if this works here. Yeah, see, it worked. You can cut and paste like a previous thing that worked and somehow it works. So I don't know. Anyway, it's a method that works. but I just already happened upon it a little while ago. Okay, so let's see. I feel this is good. I think we have enough here to... with what our answers are, and we have enough sort of people, we can say if they're still not happy with that, we can just say, well, you know, we'll add more later. Okay, then there was a question about this race condition. Race condition simultaneously requests to update the same information. And maybe this is raised by a person. And you got to config change notification, you got all the information you need, the parameter value, who's the master of the data.
Ben.
Yes, Joanne.
For next Thursday meeting, I'm just still like to know, maybe we have the Ericsson. So, you know, the stakeholders for TSC, can we do pre-socialization? I gave them somehow before you do presentation, if they have any question, let them know. I'm just asking the process-wise, if possible.
That's a really great idea, John. So if we look at the people who ask questions, they're kind of all over the place, right? I don't know if you have ideas. Maybe, I mean, you know, of course, we can, Tony, you and I can give a pre-review or pre-presentation. That's a really good idea. Maybe.
I think that's an excellent idea. I think that's
a very good idea.
I mean, to socialize this in particular with the people who made comments, so it's.
Maybe we'll hold let's schedule a pre-meeting. Okay, that's a good idea.
I mean, it should be open, but particular to the people who made the comments.
Yeah, let's do that. So do you want to do it next week then? Let's see. Community meetings and calendars. Let's check what's a good time here. That's a very good idea, John. Let's do that. So let's see. 14, 28. So do we want to do it before the TSC meeting directly earlier in the week, or do we want to... or do you want to try to, let's see.
Yeah, at least that, do you know who's like, say, like AT&T, we have one, like Nokia, Ericsson, you know, at least say in Nokia, yeah. Who's you can talk to,
yeah.
Nokia, yeah. TSCs, make sure they're familiar mm-hmm. with what's going on, right? Ericsson too, you know.
Yeah. So Wednesday looks to be the worst day to hold any kind of meeting. Monday seems pretty open, but too short notice. Because we need to email lots of people to make this happen, I feel. So maybe Thursday. What about Thursday before the TSC meeting? Or Friday?
So if we do a subset of the TSC will be in that CNF task force meeting. I know I attend that one. So I don't know whether you'll get a full complement of that one. And Catherine will be at that as well.
Yeah, okay.
If you wanted to go before that again, but that might be too useful for, that's 8 o'clock your time, so.
I mean, I can meet at 7, that's not a problem.
But whether that suits others, I don't know. So yeah. Maybe Wednesday looks to be the best day.
Wednesday, there's just so many meetings. I mean, Wednesday is the best day for lots of things happening. So maybe what if we say, how about 7 a.m. on Thursday? And then maybe not everybody attends, but we can, or 7:30 maybe, 7:30. And then it's just a quick question and answer for whoever might have. Or, I mean, I'm happy to also use the realization call to do the same thing. I'll do that too. So we'll say people who can attend the realization call, we'll spend some time there, and people who can, I'll set up a separate 7:30 a.m. meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That so gives, you have time that gives so long, yeah. People two chances to attend. Okay, so let me put it on the calendar here. Let's see. Oops. Why don't we just use the whole meeting? I'm happy to do that. Let's see, it's a use case. It's yellow. And Shankar, did you want to do something on OFPCI? We haven't had one in many months. Maybe you should have a R7 one for OFSAN PCI.
For the use case?
Yeah.
So my one problem is I have a standing conflict now for that time. Wait a minute. This is 10 a.m., right?
Sorry? This is on Wednesday at 10 a.m.
10. Yeah. So which day are you thinking? Is it?
So currently, I mean, currently June 3, June 17 is open. And then July. Wait, 24. Yeah. And then it goes into July. July 1 is also open. And Yuri is going to present this pretty soon, probably. So but he hasn't picked a date yet. So,
June 3 is soon after, it's not next week, right?
3 weeks from now.
Yeah, you can put us down for June 3rd because we have to prepare something for the June 2nd article.
Okay, great. Thanks. And do you know who would be the main leads there? Obviously, you and Swami, well, or for the presentation.
Yeah, we'll probably do it together.
All right, great. Good idea, John. Thanks. Okay, so let's see. I also need to. Make sure there's no conflict in the schedule here. That's May 28.
So Ben, is this typically the whole, you have only one such in each meeting, right? Is it like about 40 minutes or is it 25 minutes?
So for what? The realization call is 1 hour.
The call is 1 hour, but so you don't do two in the same.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, it's dedicated. To one thing. Yeah. I mean, if there's time left over, we go over other topics because there's lots of standing topics, but the meeting, you have the entire hour if you need it. Yeah, if that's your question. Okay, let me just schedule it because it looks like we're good for May 27. May 27, yeah. All right, schedule a meeting. Maybe it goes 7 to 8, and I feel maybe half hour is probably not long enough. Okay. Generate automatically. Enable join before host. New non-entry. Okay. All right, done. And 28. And do okay, May 22, 28 doesn't repeat. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. A reminder where related page. Does that look okay to people? Any comments? Yeah, okay. All right, we should be in the calendar now. Let me just see 28, 3:28. Okay, we're there. All right, let's see. So that's that.
Are you going to add the names of the people who are making comments at the TSC that day or to those meetings?
So I'll go through today. I'm going to send out an email to the people who made comments and ask them to directly attend these two meetings. I'll copy you guys on it. I'll copy.
Excellent.
All right. Does anybody remember this?
Ben, I have a.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I had a question. It's slightly different topic. So I'll let you finish this.
Oh, no, no, go ahead, it's fine.
Oh, okay. So I, Swami and I were talking, and we have a strong dependency on CNTS.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering from a OF SON project perspective, we pretty much sort of need the some work to be done, irrespective of what is the stage of the project proposal. So mm-hmm. Is there a gating condition?
So that's a good question. And the way Joanne had this idea essentially, which I did. So what I did was I split it into two tracks. So basically we can continue to do what we've done just to make people who depend on us keep going. And then the new project is its own kind of track. So other use cases that need us will still be able to proceed. Does that make sense to you?
But for release 7?
For release 7, yes. It's basically extending what we did in R6 just to keep things going, because you know you have a solution in place essentially already, right? And then
it uses the decision was very specifically, the decision was not to change the Yang model and to change the Yang model only after we have decided exactly how we are doing it. So when you say R6 extension, does that mean it will pretty much mean we have we use a new Yang model, which is aligned with whatever needs to be done. And then the uncertain parts will be, so exactly what database is it still MariaDB? What is the API? Is it still backward compatible? It'll be those kinds of, and it might be worth, we could just specify maybe in the next call saying this is exactly what we expect from OFSON, and try to separate what is needed and what is a decision that needs to be taken.
Right.
But it'll boil down to this, which is if you just continue with least amount of extra work, it'll be like take MariaDB, change the Yang model, and change some of the table schema. But that would be, that's the work we sort of tried, we avoided doing because we didn't want to do something and throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to, the obstacles were, of course, we didn't get the Yang model and then.
So I propose this. Maybe we don't make that decision right away. We can list as a possibility that might be something we might need to do, but some of these things are going to depend on the decision that comes out of the TSC, right? So hopefully the TSC will bless the project and we'll be able to move forward, and maybe you can not do this and then just adopt a project, which would be great because then there's less technical debt as well, right? So let's just put this as a possible. That might be something we need to do. And if we don't need to do, because it's hard to answer right now before we make the TSC proposal, right? So.
I agree. I'm not asking for what is the plan. I'm just commenting that it's like even before the project is fully approved, there is already a need for dependency and a requirement.
Understood. Right. And I think that's reflected in Joanne's idea of let's make two separate tracks, which I think is a good idea. Okay.
Exactly,
All right. So let's go back to this really quick. Is this something we need to put in our project proposal and the answers and the...
I think it kind of already is to some extent, but it's still a legitimate question. Is how do we deal with race conditions?
Something a while ago that came up. Let me see.
I think we have it here around ownership and mastership.
Okay.
So the mastership is probably if you search in there for master, I think we use that word.
You're right.
Yeah, that's one part that is the ownership. So who owns the data can control who gets to write it.
Write it.
Who gets to write to that data. So if only the XNF and the mirroring functionality is allowed to write to it, then there's no risk condition. Everybody else is just using it essentially as a cache of where the state data is or where the configuration is for a particular. They don't try to write it in that way. They don't try to make changes. So it depends. You do have to consider it as part of your full end-to-end use case, but then the configuration of persistency service can help you. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect of it, is the ownership helping to constrain who's or what is allowed to modify data.
Okay, great.
Together with access control. That's one aspect of it. And yep. The second aspect of it, if I can remember. Damn it, the talk's gone out of my head.
That's fine. If it comes back, I think that's a good answer. I'm happy with that. So let me just, I think we're good with this. I think that answers this point. Okay, great. Let's go on. Let's see, we're starting to run out of time here. Let me make sure that I cover stuff. So for the POC, the model-driven POC, that was a really great idea and presentation made last week. Those slides have been loaded to a couple of places. If you missed that presentation, you can listen to the recording from last week. And it was a presentation related to model-driven ONAP management using the CMPS database. Basically, there was a proposal to use models to streamline the management of configuration data. And it's been loaded in the project page. It's also loaded in our wiki page. So it's here, and it's also in the project proposal page here. So I just wanted to give people Siren or Toyne. Is Toyne still on? Toyne dropped. Or Tony.
Toyne's not on today, no.
Yeah, or if anybody wanted to, I should put a point in for this. Let me put a point in for this.
I wouldn't go so far as to call it model-driven ONAP, but model-driven CMPS.
Yeah, okay. CMPS, yeah, okay.
I mean, it could play a part in a model-driven ONAP, but I think we'd be overstepping and asking for more TSC trouble, because that would be a hot topic in and of itself.
Yeah,
I think there is a lot more to say than we said last week on this. We're doing some internal requests for resourcing to work on it. We're hoping to get some kind of agreement or disagreement early next week, Monday or Tuesday, by which time then we should be able to sort of make more of a firm commitment as to what we can actually try and execute on during the G release.
Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you.
And then if anybody wants to ask any questions or anything around it or proposed changes, then maybe we can discuss in this meeting next week. We can have a bit of a more detailed readout.
Sure.
That would be good.
And of course, if you want go ahead.
We haven't actually reached out yet to Ted. Ted has given us information that he had previously presented, and we will come back, Ted. It's just we've not gotten around to it yet. We're still, as Kieran says, working internally.
Sure, just let me know when you want some more information.
Yep, will do, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks. Can I ask a question about am I on mute?
Yeah, no, we can hear you. Go ahead.
No, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at so thanks Ben for that, because I just clicked on that PowerPoint and I was looking at it. Mm-hmm. Just a quick question on when you talk about the Ericsson view of the configuration DB on slide 2, it shows the configuration persistence on the model, basic model-driven persistence, and there is a graph database. So should I interpret this as you're recommending a graph database to hold all the data?
I'll take that one. No, I mean, that's how we see it. We see the type of data, the configuration data that comes from XNF to be hierarchical primarily. And that is a good fit for a graph database. It's not in any way, shape, or form trying to prejudice or mandate the selection of the database management technology that we would use inside ONAP. But that is how we see it. We see it in that way. But I don't want to prejudice the implementation of the CMPS. I mean, we've made an effort not to do that in all the presentation material we've created to date. We know that we will have one and or more underlying database technology systems. For example, there's a real need for time series or historical data to be integrated tightly with the CMPS for some of the use cases that are talked about. So we don't want to say just graph database, because then that just rises almost a political row over, well, what about... And we don't want to do that. We want to leave that a little bit later. Ultimately, yes, we absolutely have to have an IT and a good IT database management system to store the data. But we don't want that to be visible. We want the models and the data to be visible. And we don't want how that data is stored and persisted and where that data is stored and persisted to leak out to the users of the CMPS.
I see. Got it. And so it could be more than one, like you said, it's possible that it's more than one database that is somehow integrated.
Exactly. It comes down to, I mean, obviously this will have to be phased over time as well. So it'll come down to the order in which we want to support the use cases and the requirements that those use cases put on the CMPS.
So the Tony, the model driven, right? In the architecture call, when we, you know, when Ben went through, right? That conditions we use online, use the YAN model, right? It wouldn't have model impact. With the truck, with the, you know, for CNPS. Microservice onboarding to the CCSDK. But if you plan to do the modeling work on the R7, so you may have to get a consensus from architecture committee too, right? To make sure all the people will reach agreement to see what are you, just to make sure that, because they may have a lot of debating on this.
My expectation, Joanne, is that we will need this forum, the modeling subcommittee, and the architecture subcommittee to each be aligned with what we're doing in terms of model driven in this CMPS space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just basically.
We have to have consensus, yeah.
Yeah, basically, even though just say the Thursday, you know, when we, you know, do the TSC may not get approved, but at least we will deliver something in the grading release, you know, onboarding CCSDK, you know, let's just make sure, right, Tony, right? So we still, in other words, CC and the PS will have development regardless which way we'll go.
We want to show some results, basically, is what Joanne's saying. That we want to make sure that, you know, something either we carry on what we're doing, or no matter how far we get in the project proposal, because a new project is a huge thing, right? So we just want to.
Yes.
Joanne is pointing to let's have something demonstrable, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
And if possible, if it's possible, let's try and incorporate it into. I mean, If it takes time, if we get project approval, if it still takes time to produce something that's workable, then it might not actually be used in anger in the entirety of the Guilin release. I mean, be realistic about this. It comes down to how many resources we have. And the other projects are now putting dependencies not on the CNPS, but on the OR6 CNPS, where they have a need for that. So there has to be a little bit of movement, and there has to be an acknowledgement that this will take some time to actually provide functional value. So if we do get approval to go ahead and do POCs in implementation, then we should be looking to influence and backport that into the OR6 so that we don't have a migration task going forward in OR8 and OR9. So we limit or eliminate that type of migration. So yes, life's going to go on, and functional requirements and use cases are going to come in.
Sounds good.
They obviously have to be supported. So I think I'm agreeing with you, Joanne. I think I am.
Okay. So one more thing I wanted to, as again, we're starting to run out of time here. So for Bruno and Olivier, for you're also doing this state management POC. Is that an okay name for what you guys are doing? Did you have I know you don't have a page yet, but you probably will, right?
Yeah, the current name is State DB.
State DB, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a state database, that we have internally.
Okay, and if you have a wiki, or if you want to hang off a wiki off of the R7 page, maybe you want to do that, or if you want to incorporate the changes you want to make into this table, that's fine too, as an epic.
We don't have a wiki yet. We have high-level diagram. Maybe we can share.
Okay.
High-level of.
Yeah. So maybe that high-level diagram, you can put it in here. That might be good. So
okay, directly in the page. Okay.
Yeah, let me just put a line for you in here.
Yeah.
Here, so. Okay, and you wanted to call it model of state DB. Okay. Yeah, if you could just put it in here, I think that would be good. And, okay. All right. Do you have the link to this page? Can I put it in the chat in case you don't?
Yeah, if you can put it in the chat.
Where's the chat? Okay, and from our project page, you can get to everywhere, right? So you can get up to the main pages for all the use cases. You can get to the base previous page. You can get to all of our project proposals and architecture stuff. And so I make sure that everything is linked off of this page. All right. Okay, great. Let's see. Another thing I want to hit before we run out of time is so the Linux Foundation DDF is coming up, and let me show you the link here. So I'll put this link in the chat. You can get to it from here. So I've already registered, and I suggest that you register as well. So there was originally going to be a DDF kind of earlier in the month. They've pushed it out towards the end of June. And every spring, they have typically done a subcommittee meeting in the planning of the release. And then in the summer and winter, they have a DDF to share more technical deep dives with people. Again, this is a Linux Foundation event, so it's not just pure ONAP. Otherwise, it would probably have more likely to be in July, because R6 got delayed by by almost a month. But Joanne and I were talking yesterday on that 5G call, and we think that we should try to have get a slot in here to present on the CNPS stuff. And of course, Bruno and Olivier can present on the state management stuff, and we'll make sure that Tony and Ciaran and others have a chance also at the same time to present about the POC, which I think is really good too. So anyway, we'll, in the coming weeks, we'll probably be working on that leading up into June 22, which is really only a few weeks away, I guess. We'll probably want to have a cohesive set of slides for, you know, the basic overview of the project and some of the POCs and applications, including OFS on PCI and maybe end-to-end network slicing and stuff, usages of CNPS. So I'm still kind of exploring how to submit proposals for talks, but I just registered yesterday. But in any case, I would suggest you go into here, and maybe it's on this Learn More link. Here we go. I think we can probably enter a thing in here. So actually we can just do it now, I feel. Right. Okay. Cross community channel topics, TSC control loop, policy framework. Okay. Okay, I'll figure it out. Right, anyway, let's see. Detailed description, oops, okay. I can't find people, that's really weird.
I think it's because it's the LFN wiki, not the ONAP wiki, so quite a lot of people maybe aren't on it.
Okay, yeah. All right. Maybe the same trick will work with the copy. Let's see if that works. Let's see, scribe. I usually just scribe as things are going on. So, moderator, Joanne, oh, we have to join here too. Actually, maybe I make one of you guys describe here. So, Tony, do you have a preference, moderator, scribe?
That was muted. I don't really have a preference, no.
Which control functions? Okay, any comments on this? Does this look okay? All right. I delete this under construction piece. And let me see if it captured people's names. Otherwise, maybe. Well, let's see if it's probably links properly to the right place anyway. So, yeah, okay. All right, good enough. So anyway, I encourage you to register for the event. The last face-to-face we had was really good. 450 people attended, so it was quite good. Okay, so on to M0 for R7. So in the realization call and at the 5G call this week, we've been discussing several logistical things to reach M0. So I suggest you, I've been working on this way of working stuff for the use case team. So if you can listen to the recording from the realization call, but it steps through stuff that has to happen in M0, right? So business driver template, presenting the requirements, the use case definitions, release tracking, project proposals, the architecture subcommittee presentations, the modeling, et cetera, et cetera. So you can look at this page. Again, you can link to, you can get to everything from our project page. But I'll draw your eyes to the activity that we were doing on the calls this week. So Joanne and I kind of took the first crack at filling this in, but Bruno and Tony and Ciaran may have also additional things to add, or Shankar also to have additional things to add. So for CNPS, we said there's a test-only linkage to ANEI where we need to make sure that ANI can read stuff properly. For CCSDK, there's some software work, of course, just to extend the R6 stuff. For DCAE, we have a dependency on the CM Notify stuff happening. There might be modeling work maybe done. For SDNC, we have impact as well for the same reason. And then for the BNF requirements. And so for the other stuff, like the POCs, we should probably mention.
Question, Ben?
Yeah, good.
Are you also recording the other thing?
Yeah. So if there's POCs,
we didn't. Depends on, pardon?
Yeah. So the OF Sun piece here, we don't have input yet. So do you know?
Oh, okay. So you know them that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah,
where,
but then you don't have CNPS on the. On
yeah,
the
because
row on the top.
It will be a row on the top as soon as we get. As soon as we get a separate project, right? So we will be a row on the top once we're approved, right? But we're not approved yet. But what you can do is basically say that in the software, there's a dependency. So I guess mostly we're in CCSDK, we can say a CNPS dependency, right?
Yeah.
And do you know what other components you impact for SAN PCI in?
Yeah, DCAE policy, all of them. When you say impact, what does yes exactly mean? Is there code changes needed in DCAE?
Code impact.
Code impact. If it's test,
code
only,
impact
say
is
test also.
Code impact is on policy. We may not have a big code impact on DCAE. We are just using DCAE.
Okay, so probably a test. If you're just using it, then you have to test, of course, that it works. And do you have?
And OF. OF is also a yes. It's a yes.
Okay.
Right, SDNC. Yes. It's either yes or test, depending on. Well, we're changing SDNR, which is part of SDNC. Yeah, so it's yes. Okay. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay. Great.
And the ransom is not part of this.
That's internal too, I think probably.
That's internal, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And okay. Tony and Siren, do you, for the POC, do you know if you're going to be impacting any of the components at all, or is it just a standalone?
I mean, I think this should be a fundamental underlying enabler rather than needing to go out and impact other components. So at this point, Tony, maybe correct me if I'm wrong. But...
Yeah, that's how I see it. I see it as proving concepts. I mean, it's a proof of concept, but I think also if we do it well, and we should, then it should form a basis of product code. Okay. But I don't see it at this point having, I mean, even the NAI, we'll have to do some semblance of a sync, but we'll just be, I mean, I don't think at this stage in the park we need to test. I mean, we have a dependency on it, but I don't think we need to test it.
Okay. Do you have a dependency on other specific projects that you know of, or?
Well, again, we'd have to get data. The exact scope of the POC isn't set yet. So exactly what we would have a dependency on isn't set yet. I'm working on it. I'm trying to work on it.
Sure. Okay. And the same question for Bruno and Olivier. Do you know if you have dependencies on platform components, or are there impacts that you might have in the software or Swagger files or anything? Do you know?
So far, we don't see any direct dependency or code change. The way we see that the component should be used by the analytic application, and other way the communication we are planning to have is through a Kafka topic for listening or publishing data from information change. But for now we don't see any. Code change or dependency between the components.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Hi, Ben.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Network slicing, right? Mm-hmm. Will be the CNP has dependency on the CNPS, right?
So I think network slicing is also talking about storing stuff. Yes, John. So I think.
So you should put dependency, like a some use case, the same thing.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
And I got kicked off the call earlier on due to a power cut, so I'm not entirely sure whether you covered this or not.
Go ahead.
But I know there's an updated ONAP project and component lifecycle page, Shackard. Together, brought up.
Is this related to the architecture flow, or what's the?
No, it's just related to formally understanding the gating criteria for project proposals and project deprecation. Okay. And so there is a checklist. Maybe I can send you a mail on it offline. I just wanted to make you aware of it in this call.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Right. So I'll send you the link. I'll put the link in the chat now, and I'll maybe send you, because I think you probably ticked all the boxes. I just thought you might be, it might make it slightly easier if you can kind of show that checklist and show where you've actually, we can kind of fill it out to show where we've actually addressed the questions that are asked.
Okay. All right. So one more thing I wanted to show you guys is the, so I created the REQ JIRA ticket. Chakra created the architecture tickets, so he's doing that. But in order to get onto the release, we needed to create a JIRA for the project. So let's see. Let me see where is the end here. I know we're out of time and I'm running over. I'll run over just by a couple of minutes. So if you could just stand for a minute or two. Okay, so I said the introduction of computing personality service in R7. Let's introduce a daily service to my internal CNPS database to start a new project in R7. I can also mention, I should probably also just mention the model-driven CNPS POC and state management. I don't think we have any high-level, low-level design per se yet. I mean, we have our project page, I suppose. And I didn't know what to say for dependencies to other projects. Other projects kind of have a dependency on us, but I don't know.
We have one dependency, Ben. The on-up, on-run alignment for the C.
Oh yes. Okay. Right. Yeah. Good call. Thank you. You know what, let me get its official name. Let me see. Its official name is what? What's it here? Okay, thank you, John. Okay, let's see, black. Right. And then support. I said we're supported, which means that we have, you know, there's a commitment. Integration leads, Swami. Are there other companies? I don't know. Should I put like Tech Mahindra, or are there other, Dino Shankar, are there other like companies that are, no, Ericsson, Nokia, AT&T,
Bill. For which one are you doing this?
This is for the CNPS, like database, MariaDB, all those things. Is it IBM also? Where there were people from
IBM. I think Swami's company. What is Swami's?
Swami is Wipro.
Wipro. Okay, all right. That's what
Wipro. Yeah.
No. Okay. All right.
So,
yeah. Are there other companies? Yeah. It's just like what companies are involved in this? All this stuff, right? There, Ericsson, AT&T, Bell Canada, Wipro. Are there other people we know of? Other developers and other companies that we're using?
So
Amdocs.
So Sandeep from IBM has done a lot of work till now, and he said he won't be able to do anything new going forward. But
okay, well, we should list it anyway. So is he an IBM? You said, right? You. Okay, yeah, we'll list it. Okay,
yeah, so it's IBM.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay. So anyway, here's our Jira ticket, and it tracks the requirement page. And just, and I'm running over time here, but I just want to show you here. So the reason why this is important is because they're moving to a Jira dashboard-based release management. And if you want to find out more about that, you can listen to the May 6th realization call recording there. And basically, this is going to move to a pure Jira dashboard. There is already a Jira link in R6 to things you'll see here, right? So the CNPS had an RAQ one, and Joanne and I made one for R7. All right, any questions on that? Any last thoughts on anything? Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for hanging around for an extra few minutes.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Thanks.
Stay safe. Have a good weekend. Yeah, take care.
Good weekend.
Bye. Bye-bye.